This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Raheemi Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we got time here. 312-644-6767. I want to ask my own question to you twos on Raheemi Harrison Grody. You guys didn't see Amon-Ra St. Brown and the rest of those Lions mocking the Bears' first down celebration and how it escalated throughout the game?
I did, actually, but I didn't notice it right away. I give credit to my colleague, Chris Amo, who sits next to me in the press box. He's like, yo, do you see what they're doing?
Chris was paying attention and you weren't?
Well, I guess you could put it that way. If that's what you want to deduce from it. Didn't you get enough from me already by bowing down to Aaron Rodgers today, Marshall?
I'm just trying to keep that trend going.
You feel like you're getting a win today, don't you? You're just going to keep that momentum running.
That has me with the game show music asking the question, is this petty? And the answer is yes. That would have driven me crazy during the game. If I was one of the safeties or I was in the secondary for the Bears and I'd be like a mercenary out there, I'd just like fly into people and probably bounce off because my tackling technique would be terrible. I'd be like, this is for that first down celebration. Then I'd like try to wrap up and he'd burn me and go 100 yards or something. But that would have driven me batty. Like that would have gotten under my skin. It gets under my skin talking about it. And then did you notice how first it was like up here, like in the headspace? Like it was like within the frame of the body. And then by the end of the game, he's like, oh yeah? Like every time they would get one more emphatically, then it was like more emphatic of a first down celebration.
I blew it.
And the arms were even higher. Oof. The Fox crew noticed. The Fox crew was like excellent yesterday.
The SpongeBob gif where he does the rainbow was like that?
Pretty much.
I regret right at this moment not having asked Jaquan Brisker about that.
Because you know he'd have talked about it.
Oh, he would have had an answer. There's no doubt. I thought there were more important issues to get to.
And you were right.
Yeah.
I think you could go back to Hallis Hall and you could ask him about this and it happened a few days ago. And I think he would still keep the same energy about it.
Oh, and I'm sure he's got some energy too. Opinions about the Packers too. Because Lord knows he's had those opinions in the past. So.
Yeah, like what has Bo Melton talked to you, Jaquan? What did he say?
Yeah, what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Huh? Will you get to go twice with the new schedule
to Hallis
Saturday?
Hall. This is a very interesting situation. I think the only day that I will be at the hall this week because of hosting and other responsibilities is Thursday. I don't know. Like
other responsibilities?
I'm not sure if there is a schedule out yet. I'm like kind of looking right now. But there should be like...
There should be a schedule out.
Well, there might be. I just haven't looked. But they... There should be a full day at Hallis Hall tomorrow. Like, usually Tuesday's a day off. Should be a full day.
Do you have to go there tomorrow, or are you with us?
I am with you guys tomorrow, unless the powers that be see it better for me to go out to the hall. We'll see.
We call it producing on the fly.
That's
this
right.
is Ramey Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We go to Larry in Waterman. Hey, Larry.
Lair.
Hey, you guys. Probably 20-year listener, first-time ever caller, so I'm feeling pretty cool about that.
Welcome.
Thank you. Congrats. Hey,
automatic six bears. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. So I just want to, like, the overall vibe in the air right now is a, like, very negative one, and I kind of just want to offer, like, a different perspective. Like, the Bears ending the season the way they did could be, in hindsight, a potentially, like, very good one. You know, they, you know, had some luck, a gift, right? The Eagles losing, we get our 2 seed. Game ends up being meaningless. But they also learned 2 weeks in a row that we can't just rely on the fourth quarter miracles.
Yep.
As much as this season has seemed, like, magical, right? There's been all those moments, and, like, that's really cool to think about, like, in the past, you know, teams that were good, not great, but had some magic, you know what I mean? But I think ultimately, you know, going into it, like, knowing that you can't rely on that and, you know, you need to, you know, refresh the formula, I think is a potentially a good situation right now. I think just a couple weeks back, I forget what game it was, we were winning, but they showed a graphic on all the Bears rookies, what round, what draft they were, and how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just felt like, I felt incredible watching that. You're reading it, you know, or think back to however many months you have to look back to see when this was being talked about. But Dennis Allen defense, generally, you know, everyone's excited about it. If they can refine that, this team is good. They're just not playing good.
Larry, great call. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, congratulations, Larry.
Yeah, man.
On calling in for the first time in 20 years.
Don't be a stranger, buddy. It was good stuff, and he's right. I mean, we talked about that. Like, my whole theme of, you know, even going back to the Take the North podcast that we recorded last night is that, hey, this is a warning. This is a warning. It's a wake-up call, however you want to phrase it, that you're not always going to live a charmed life. As charming as it has been for the Bears this season, it's time now to win without those crutches, so to speak.
This ain't no fairy tale, one. It's had fairy tale moments this season, but at the end of the day, we knew they couldn't live like this because a lot of those teams that you got all those turnovers off, they were inferior teams. We just went through looking at the 9 games that they won on the 2 different winning streaks of 4 games plus and understanding that those aren't great teams, but they found ways to win, which is all that mattered in terms of getting into the dance. Now that you're in the dance, how long can you stay in the dance? Well, you're going to be playing better quarterbacks than you've seen all season long.
You know what? You said fairy tale, and you know what that reminded me of?
What's that?
Where the lecture's always, no man's going to come and save you. You got to save yourselves.
Basically.
Be the man who saves yourself. It's really what it comes down to.
No, you're right. The white knight is you.
Like, or at least it's your teammates. You know, if there's a tackle you can't make, somebody else will get your back.
Yeah,
which I feel like happened. Also, poor Kevin Byard. He's out there trying his hardest and has that interception. And then the ensuing possession dies on the vine.
Did he even get on the vine? Like, that snap that went past Caleb Williams was like, oh, over. It's over before it starts.
Old Dolman, man.
So sometimes the TV broadcast stats and the ESPN stats, which ultimately end up being the NFL stats because of how that software works, don't always align. Like, for example, it said 196 for Caleb Williams, and it was amended to 197. I still had 196. Point is, I will often look it up online as I'm watching the game. And then the play said, snap, all caps, aborted. I'm like, oh, God, that was hard to read. But that's what happened there, unfortunately. And yeah, that's a good question about whether or not it died on the vine. So I don't know.
They need more. That's all I'm going to say. And when you have a razor-thin margin because you put yourself behind the eight ball, that you needed two touchdowns, two two-point conversions just to tie the game. Something eventually is going to go wrong.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
That's it. Don't we all live with those in life, don't we?
I try not to, but they follow me around.
You know who else we should ask about that? Who? Your Take the North podcast.
What? Is Dan Weederer coming on this radio show next?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying,
Dan
Layla?
Dan Weederer also attempted to get some words out of Ben Johnson yesterday, so we should ask him about that and more coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.